That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Daddy.
Hey there, welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. This is a really important show for me today. It's a show where I can introduce you to the methods and the stories and the intention behind my new book that's out this week, Happy Days, The Guided Path from Trauma to Profound Freedom and Inner Peace. This is a very important book to me. It's not a book that I wrote for a reader necessarily. I wrote it for my own recovery. And I know that my desire to heal myself comes through every single page and in turn offers you an opportunity to awaken to a presence and guided path to your own freedom, to your own inner peace, to your own recovery from whatever you've been through in life. And here's the deal. The subtitle of this book is important. It says, The Guided Path from Trauma to Profound Freedom and Inner Peace. That's an important point here because the word trauma had to be on the cover because this is my story of recovering from traumatic memories from my childhood. And so somebody might be thinking, well, I don't have trauma. Well, that's a bunch of bullshit. We all have trauma. We all have experienced many moments throughout our lives where we've energetically left our body, where we said, nope, that's too painful. I can't go there. Nope, can't look at that. Gonna shut a door on that. Gonna push that one down. No, thank you. No, thank you. And some of these traumas come in the form of big T traumas like mine, where I share the story of remembering childhood abuse. In some cases, there's big T traumas like physical violence or living in a home with an alcoholic or a tragic event. And then there's the small T traumas that often go overlooked. Small T traumas are being bullied on the playground. A small T trauma is being told you're stupid by your teacher. I had a small T trauma where there was a boy I liked in sixth grade and he told me I was stupid. And that one comment dictated my entire education. From that point forward, I was not going to give myself permission to excel. I leaned towards the arts, never was comfortable in testing settings or learning in any form. Really, until now that I'm super comfortable cracking open to a new form of learning, just doing a training recently in my 40s. I just got trained in IFS therapy and now have my CE credits there. And that's something that I couldn't do until I was in my 40s because of that small T trauma moment when a boy I liked in sixth grade called me stupid.
Gabby.
For this ad break, take a moment to survey your thoughts. What are you holding on to? Let go of your to-do list and pending projects. Just focus a moment on your breath. We all need a few moments in the day when we're at one with ourselves, and calm can help. I make sure to do this every single day, and as my new book, Happy Days, is out tomorrow, I have never been busier in my life, and I always have to make time for myself. My highest priority is to keep myself really feeling relaxed and centered and put my meditation first. And that's why I'm so thrilled to share about our sponsor, Calm, the number one mental wellness app to give you the tools that improve the way you feel. You can clear your head with daily guided meditations, improve your focus with Calm's curated music tracks, and drift off to dreamland with Calm's imaginative sleep stories for children and adults. If you go to calm.com/DearGabby, you'll get a limited time offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription, which includes hundreds of hours of programming, and new content is added every week. Over 100 million people around the world use Calm to take care of their minds. Sleep more, stress less, live better with Calm. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering a special limited time promotion of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/DearGabby. Go to calm.com/DearGabby for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/DearGabby. So this book will help you open up to your awareness of the traumatic events in your life, the moments in your life where you said, I'm going to shut the door on that feeling because I don't want to ever go there again. And most importantly, look at all the ways that you've built up the protection mechanisms against that feeling, against that moment, so that you never had to touch it. And how all those protection mechanisms became the patterns that today you come here on Dear Gabby to try to undo. They became the patterns in your life, like addiction, or the patterns of playing small, or the patterns of hiding out, or the patterns of feeling lack, or the patterns of feeling like you're unlovable and not good enough. And that is what this book is here for. It's here to crack you open to the possibility that those patterns can be undone. Those patterns can be resolved. Those patterns do not have to be who you are. You can become new. In the beginning of the book, I share this method for creating a vision for your new life. And here's the important point here. This vision can't be, oh, I have this much money in the bank. The vision can't be, I've got X number of accomplishments under my belt. The vision needs to be focused on how you want to feel. For me, when I first got sober, I set this vision statement that said, I want to wake up without anxiety every day. And every day I would focus on the feeling of what that could be like. Right now I'm holding my kitty, Jimmy Blue. She's just started purring really loud. And I feel how calm and present I am with this kitten. I hope that her purring doesn't bother you, but it will only just maybe be a soothing sound in the background. But I can feel into the relief that I have in my body and my ability to be co-regulating with this kitten. And just knowing that there's this relief in my entire system. And it all started with a vision that I held for myself about how I wanted to feel. In the book, I offer you the process of creating your own vision statement. And this process is designed to help you suspend any disbelief that you can get there, that that feeling can be yours. I have a question that I ask you in the book. How do you want to feel and what would that look like? How do you want to feel and what would that look like? Think about that right now. Give yourself permission to believe in a new vision, even if you can't see how you'll get there. I also offer up prayer in this practice in the book. I offer a prayer that allows you to take that vision and give it over to the universe. Thank you, universe, for guiding me on the path of becoming new. I honor this new vision of how I want to feel. I am willing to receive guidance now. So today, before you read the book and do that exercise, just begin right now by asking yourself, how do I want to feel and what would that look like? And for me, I wanted to wake up without anxiety every day. So I wanted to feel free from anxiety. And I wanted to see myself just waking up in the morning with so much grace and ease. Right now, as I sit here recording this podcast with zero notes, I have no outline. I'm just riffing with you. I'm petting my kitten. I'm feeling relief. I'm feeling inner peace. I'm feeling grace. My vision has become my reality. And in this book, I'm going to show you how to get there. The reason that I want you to address and accept that there have been many energetic disturbances that have blocked you from living this vision of how you want to feel. And the reason I keep coming back to the word trauma is that I believe that the root cause of any addictive pattern or fear-based experience or harmful patterns or impermissible memories, fear from the past, is trauma. It's the unresolved moments in our life, those feelings of, I can't go there anymore. And what we do is we begin to run. We find all these ways to run, like as if we're in a hamster wheel. We run so that we can seek relief from that impermissible feeling. We run in the form of drugs and alcohol. We run in the form of extreme behaviors. And we do everything we can to just push down and not feel into those feelings. But if we want to step into the vision of who we are here to be, the vision of a new life, the vision of living free from anxiety, free from addiction, free from reactive patterns, free from lack, free from creating negative patterns in relationships and insecure attachment in relationships, free from the ways that we react in moments when we feel challenged or stressed, free from judgment, free from fear, free from worry, free from stress, free from all of the habitual patterns that we've built up against the feelings that are so impermissible. If we want to do that, we must become brave enough to wonder what lives beneath them. Those parts of us that have been so pushed down and run from deserve to be seen. They deserve to be cared for. Access to affordable healthcare has become much harder for women in recent years. Gain time and peace of mind back with the Pill Club. I've always struggled trying to get to the pharmacy in the middle of my week because I'm so slammed and busy, and I am so happy that this exists. Pill Club's licensed medical team puts your reproductive health first with access to affordable birth control, period care, and sexual wellness products, all with an online subscription. The Pill Club offers birth control subscriptions prescribed by a medical professional and delivered straight to your door for free. The Pill Club carries over 120 FDA-approved brands and ships to all 50 states. Most brands of birth control are free with insurance or Medicaid. Otherwise, prices start as low as $7 a month without insurance. The Pill Club delivers birth control to your door for free in discreet packaging, along with fun self-care gifts and goodies. This is such an important offering at this time for so many women throughout the country. Their licensed medical team is just a text away to give you the best reproductive health care. Sign up for birth control in just 5 minutes. Skip the office visit and waiting in line at the pharmacy and join the club. Right now, when you go to thepillclub.com/Gabby, The Pill Club is offering a $10 donation to bedsider.org for every Dear Gabby listener who becomes a patient. Your donation will help low-income individuals get access to birth control through bedsider.org. That's thepillclub.com, thepillclub.com/Gabby, to get your first birth control care package and donate to help more women in need of affordable birth control. Remember, thepillclub.com/Gabby. You must use the link to make a donation. In chapter 2, I write this beautiful passage, and chapter 2 is called Become Brave Enough to Wonder. When we become brave enough to wonder what we're running from or fighting against, our fear of facing the emotions from our past gives them more power. Unresolved emotions affect every corner of our lives without realizing it. We build up coping mechanisms and addictive patterns to avoid the pain of revisiting these feelings, memories, and experiences. Each coping strategy is a way to run from the emotions that can be triggered at any moment. Triggers like being rejected, being helpless or feeling out of control or being blamed or shamed. These triggers are among the many things that activate our deep-rooted suffering. The trigger activates the feeling, and an alarm goes off in the brain. Then we hide, run, or fight. We pick up the drink, binge on the food, text an ex-lover, start a new project, anything to hide from, run from, or push down the feelings we so desperately want to avoid. The problem isn't that we're running, but that we're unwilling to face what we're running from and why. Uncovering these emotions must be done slowly and gently. You cannot rip off the Band-Aid too fast. Some of these feelings have a long history and therefore take time to feel into. That passage sums up what I've been sharing here today, that we all have these impermissible feelings that live underneath the patterns that we've built up against them. And in this book, I will give you the guided path to recognize, honor, compassionately, and courageously become curious about those patterns so that you can set yourself free. In that same chapter, I have an exercise that helps you look more closely at your triggers and notice the feelings behind your triggers and how you run from those feelings. And I love this exercise. It's really just like a chart that I've created, and you fill in the blanks, and when you're done, you're going to have this beautiful inventory of, holy shit, this is all the ways that I've been running from my fear, from my suffering, from my guilt, from my shame. And I guide you very, very slowly and gently to open up to the stories of why we run. I also share my experiences of how I was unaware for decades of the true root cause condition for why I was running. And then I really take you on a journey of looking at all the ways that our unresolved emotional disturbances from our past have been hiding behind our body and affecting our physical sensations. I guide you through a journey of recognizing and speaking the unspeakable shame that's underneath all of those emotions. I give you a practice of really recognizing and understanding what that means to you. And then the book continues on with processes for reparenting yourself and guiding yourself through somatic work and countless methods to help you undo the disturbances from your past so you can be free now in the present. So now, this week, on launch week, I want to read you the introduction of the book. I want to open your heart to what's to come and all the possibilities of what this could mean to you. Introduction. The truth about this book. "We're anxious for you, Gabby," said my publisher after reading the first pass of the manuscript. "It feels too vulnerable," they continued. "You're revealing one difficult moment after the next. You're not showing your true strength." "My ability to be this vulnerable is my true strength," I responded. The conversation carried on with several moments of tears, passionate explanations, defending the manuscript, mixed with mutual agreement and love. While this was a challenging conversation to have, it was necessary. This book is different from the 8 that came before. This book reveals parts of me that I'd never known were there until I started this writing process. This book tells the story of how to survive and thrive. This is my story of recovering from trauma. This isn't a book filled with self-help tools offering a quick fix for your discomfort. Instead, it's a journey toward lifelong transformation filled with stories of resilience. My hope is that my vulnerability will give you the chance to look more closely at yours. I hope to give you permission to face feelings you've buried deep and give you guidance on how to heal from them. This book will help you reclaim the fragmented parts of who you are, your innocence, your faith, your ability to know true love within. It offers you the guided path to the peace you're looking for. My prayer is that this book sets you free. So while this may not seem like my other books on manifesting spirituality and connecting to the universe, it's actually my greatest spiritual book of all. The journey I underwent to get to where I am today, the methods I was led to for healing, and my resilient path are nothing short of a miracle. Every step of the way, I was guided by a universal presence of love by my side. Spirit is in all of it, in the stories of heartache, fear, trauma, and dissociation. There's spirit in the therapeutic processes, methods, and practices shared. Every word in this book is infused with the love of the universe to help you awaken to the greatest part of yourself, the source of love within you. Living a spiritual life isn't about moving past the pain and suffering, but instead embracing it. When we honor our suffering, we become safe enough to face the dark corners and bring them to the light. This isn't the easy path, but it offers miracles on the other side. Okay, so a while back, I was listening to The Skinny Confidential with Lauren, and she was sharing this whole long-winded story about how she loved Rothy's. And I was like, well, maybe it's because they're a sponsor of her podcast. And I was like, I listened further, and she was so into these shoes. And then Michael, her husband on the show, says, yeah, no, she's really obsessed with these shoes. That got me really wanting Rothy's. I also want whatever Lauren wants. So I got really, really into it. And I also am a New Yorker, and I'm always walking around New York City, and I cannot walk around the city wearing heels. I just can't. I need comfortable shoes. So I started wearing Rothy's, and I'm freaking obsessed. The most comfortable little slipper I've ever put on my foot. But it's a shoe that I could run around the town in, and it's amazing. Rothy's shoes just give you comfort immediately out of the box. And they come in all these different colors. I got the brown, and I also want to get the red ones. And when they're looking a little grungy, you can throw them in the washing machine and they come out clean as new, which means they're also super durable and long-lasting. You may have heard of the point and the flat from Rothy's. These are their very popular styles, but they also make insanely comfortable sneakers, loafers, ankle boots, and more. The lace-up sneakers have been living on my feet. Obsessed. The best part is everything Rothy's makes is better for the planet. They've repurposed millions of water bottles into their signature thread that goes into every single one of their products. How amazing is that? Step up your shoes and accessories this spring and get ready to be asked, are those Rothy's? Plus, get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/Gabby. That's rothys.com/Gabby. Again, go to rothys.com/Gabby. For $20 off your first purchase. When you open up a book like this, it means you're claiming a level of joy and peace you never knew were possible. I mean that with all of my heart. When you bravely follow my guidance, show up for the steps, and honor the feelings that come up along the way, you will come out the other side a new version of yourself. You will come through back to you. When I was a kid, my family had a tradition around the dinner table. Instead of raising our glasses and saying cheers, we'd say happy days. I don't remember how this tradition came to be, but it's a bittersweet memory I have of my family. I longed for happiness, but I don't believe I was truly happy because I didn't know inner peace and freedom. Today, at the age of 42, with a lot of life behind me, I can see how unhappy those days were for me. I can see the long detour into fear that ultimately led me to my knees. I can see the young woman who surrendered to a spiritual path of recovery. I can see the author and spiritual teacher vulnerable on stage, speaking her truth to feel released from the past. I can see the brave woman who fearlessly showed up for herself in the pursuit of inner peace and freedom. I can see my journey to becoming new. My commitment to this freedom has allowed me to raise my glass and truly know what it means to say happy days. Now it's your turn. This is a journey of unlearning fear and remembering love. I'm guiding you every step of the way. Yesterday, I was talking to my therapist, and I said to her, you know, I've always felt so connected to my reader, and I've always wanted my books to get into their hands, but this book is so different. It's so much more. I feel my mission is to get this book into the hands of as many humans as possible. And it's no longer like, oh, read it if you want it. You know, you'll read it when you need it. It's now a universal curriculum that all humans deserve so that they can really be given the freedom and the acknowledgement and the compassion and the care and the guidance and wisdom to be lifted out of their suffering and guided towards inner peace. And I mean that with conviction. I care so much about you. I care so much about my Dear Gabby listeners. I care so much about my readers. I witness so much suffering. I know your suffering. I have lived it. And I can look back on my life now and say, thank you to the part of me that was a cocaine addict. And thank you to the part of me that remembered a childhood memory that was so terrifying. And thank you to the part of me that was a workaholic. And thank you to the part of me that had to go and move through grief after the loss of a long pregnancy. And thank you to the part of me that hit my knees time and time again and surrendered it all and gave it all to God and said, please, I welcome a miracle. Thank you, universe, for revealing to me what I can learn from this and how I can grow from this. And most importantly, how I can become free from this so that I can help others become free too. Book means a lot to me. I'm sorry. I'm not going to apologize for my tears. I'm not. I am proud. I am grateful. I look back at the girl in her 20s strung out on cocaine. I can say you're doing the best you can. Just keep showing up. Keep showing up. God is guiding you. And there's so much light on the other side. There's so much light on the other side. And as I speak to her, I speak to you. And I want to be a power of example to remind you that there is freedom on the other side, my friends. There's freedom on the other side. And may this book be your guide to that profound freedom and inner peace. May you follow this guidance, show up for yourself, reclaim the fragmented parts of yourself, and live many happy days ahead. Thanks for listening. Thanks for reading. Thanks for showing up for yourself. I'm proud of you. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at DearGabby.com. See you next week. Gabby.